conversations. We're playing for sheep stations. What used to be footy friends and fun, and now that Dino has come and gone, we're playing for sheep stations. We're playing for sheep stations.
It's their house.
Thanks for that. As Trainer knows, I'm a sucker for a big score, even if everyone else is getting it too. Garrick cost me and Cotter, Dane Laurie, cost a few other people that massive Supercoach score, Dan, that we do crave every year. Thanks for that, Nathan Cleary. What a guy. Came off, I couldn't have handled it 2 weeks in a row. Geez, I wish Teddy had got to 150 though, Guardsy, because I would have loved the spray from another failed VC. Thanks for that, Sean Lane. You go back to the 2022 form after everyone jumped off, your big tall streak of. Fell over in Parramatta, landed in Mount Druitt, the old Rodney Rood joke. Joined tonight by Dan coming off the bench. I think it's about your third appearance this year, second or third.
Yeah, played about as many games as Liam Knight, the flog.
More to that later.
Yeah.
Guardsy's joining us from his new residence, freshly painted. It looks amazing. I think he had Michael Jennings around. Jennings couldn't wash the white paint from the top of his head, so he decided to knock someone's chin on. Boys, we'll go straight into the week that was round 21. Pretty high scores, but I think you needed a high one to hold rank, and you needed a higher one to go ahead. So, Guardsy, as the elite super coacher in the panel, can you let us know how you went this week, please?
Yeah, I went pretty good. I saw 90 green arrows, which is exciting after last week's letdown because I dropped a bit. But I'm 90 green arrows back up to 528, so not too bad. Scored 1,459. Captain the chin. Jaden Campbell delivered for me again. So did Appy. It was, tell you what, the start, I think the first two games, I had four guys and they were all, the lowest score I had was a 70. It was outstanding.
Love to see that. Sort
and
of
then,
stuff.
Unfortunately, Ruben Cotter decided to get flattened, and so did Ruben. So, cost me a
Ruben squared.
1,500. Ruben squared, both having early sleeps.
So, I would have liked Ruben to score a try before he got concussed, but it didn't happen. So,
And it was a pretty free-flowing game. It would have been the kind of game that I'd say Ruben would have got a few points. Well, he would have kicked a heap of goals. So, you know, you'd think he'd have got to 50 at least.
Anyone named Ruben, I hate yous all because you all got concussed.
what's the Papua New Guinean Stales name?
Well, yeah, he was
Jonathan Ruben.
So I wonder if he got concussed on the weekend too.
Oh, surely.
Papua New Guinean Stale.
Dan.
One from the deep cuts. Dan, season one.
How'd you go, Dan? One of Trainer's finest, that one.
Season one, season two.
I don't know.
Something good. All right. Hello, listener. It's been a long time.
Just the one listener. We've already got one.
Just one. Hello, listener. Oh, hi. Sorry, got distracted. I scored 1452 for anyone playing at home and wants to know how I'm going.
There is a bit of often a couple of questions. Is Ned still alive?
Yeah, I listen.
Is Sweet Baby Ray still his favourite? All those sorts of things. So.
I'm a Wick Maiman kind of guy these days. Anyway, I've got 1,200 green arrows, which is, I was pretty happy with that, but that probably just shows how poorly I've been going. So in the top 10,000 now, listeners, a 9,525th position.
Well, I scored well-cooked Angus. Still battling away. I scored a 1,451, so you boys outdid me again. Mark scored a 1,550 or something. Ridiculous. So he's charging up. But
Not here to prove it.
But I'm into 10,319. If you're not in the top 10,320, what are you doing? made up the ground that I lost last week after a shocker last week. So onwards and upwards, round 22. I do much prefer when there's only one team on the bye. Tricky week for some this week, though, with the HIAs and a pretty popular team in Manly on the bye.
Injuries too.
And a few unexpected injuries that we'll talk about a bit later, Guardsy, especially to your man, Ronaldo. Must have been a bit upsetting seeing him pump out his mid-60 and then walk out of the sheds with a knee brace. That was a bit unfortunate. So Mark's not here to do the team list Tuesday notes, so I've made a couple of notes, nowhere near as comprehensive as his, but we'll fly through these. Tigers versus Cowboys, Thursday night footy back on again. Before we start on that, did anyone watch the Broncos Parramatta game, the NRLW game?
I saw the highlights of,
Saw the punch.
You see the
Yeah.
punch up. Like, that's the best punch up in rugby league for about 4 years, and it
And it wasn't very fucking good.
wasn't very good, but
She was
second.
punching in, she was punching in slow motion, I thought.
Corey Horsburgh had a good go at a couple of 20-year-olds in New
In
South
New
Wales Cup.
Zealand.
So,
Yeah. Yeah, that's the
right,
big
back to
red.
team this Tuesday. I just got a bit excited because there was a few fisticuffs. Tigers, I've just written, don't own any other Tigers other than Appy and Galvin. I think Galvin's a hold. Apparently, he went off with a bit of an injury, but he's been named this week. I don't see any reason to trade in the 5/8 position.
I wouldn't be
He's just
risking him.
showing what he can do. He's the only one having a crack. He got some late junk. Oh, I heard your cheers from Mudgee Guardsy when he went over in the last minute or so.
Oh man, happy.
You were very happy with that. So the Cowboys, they've got a bit of a different looking front row this week. McIntyre in for Taumalolo, who's done a cheekbone, and Edwards in for Cotter, who had a snooze in his 11-day stand down. So he's missing, which will be a bit of a tricky one for some people who Cotter was their second row forward, front row forward too. So it might mean some people have got to play Hughes or make a trade. And I know trades are getting tight. Lukey back into second row after a bit of hamstring tightness, or what do they say? Hamstring awareness. I'm aware that I've got hamstrings that don't stretch as well. If I didn't do anything because of that, I'd never leave the house. All right, Warriors versus Eels. Battle of the shortened names here to come back in. CNK and SJ in. RTS to the wing. TMM to the extended. So Tamari Martin, I don't think anyone had still owned Tamari Martin after that. He was pretty heavily owned there when there was no other halfbacks or 5/8s floating around. Barrett obviously has stopped caring now that he knows he doesn't have a job at Parramatta next year, and he probably doesn't have a clue. Pick the same 17 that took on the Storm. Surely there's a couple of other young blokes that can get a go to see how they handle first grade, just to try and have a look for next year. I know there's a young boy from Moree. I think he's still fit and firing. Jock Brazel, who's been playing starting back row in the New South Wales Cup, wouldn't mind seeing him get a bit of a go. Wouldn't mind a couple of others. So when he brought Charlie Guymer in a couple of weeks ago, he was our best player, which was embarrassing for the likes of Junior Barlow and Regan Campbell-Gillard. But I should say not us. I should say them, because
No,
I don't go for them anymore.
oh, here we go.
I've got a hat to prove it.
Oh.
Second game on Friday night, Dolphins versus Roosters. Same 17 for the Dolphins. Good to see that Te Vita Pangai Jr. still as lazy as ever. Scored a try. I think he busted out about a 40 with a try, which isn't very good. For the Roosters, Manu returns from a hand wrist injury in 3 weeks, which seems pretty quick when it was a fracture. But I don't know if he's a buy this week if you're sold, because they've got the buy next week. So he's someone that you can watch this week and then wait. I'd be interested. I think he probably only came back because they didn't want to play Tupanua in the centres again, and Jennings is on a 2-game suspension for something that he didn't even go to the bin for. I've seen plenty more go to the bin for less than that. So very interesting. Moving on to Saturday, Super Saturday, Titans versus Broncos. Is this 2 weeks in a row at that daytime slot on
Yeah,
a
that
Saturday?
3 p.m. slot.
Do you
Yeah.
reckon they just weren't ready to play last week?
Well, I'll
Like
tell
they
you what,
just.
I'll be giving them some stern words if they're not ready to play this week. I'll be there, going to this game live, just to cheer on my man Jaden Campbell,
What
because
about Kelly?
yeah, no, maybe do a bit of that for old Dolphunnies, and so we can. We can cheer on Paddy Carrigan, the legend. Took a few photos with him last week when he came back.
So for the Titans, they've got the same 17 as last week after they got the job done against the Dolphins, coming back from 14-0 down. AJ Brimson on an extended bench, so there's one to keep an eye on if you've got some stocks in the Titans, just to see what the Nutty Professor does there, because God knows what he could do. Team that wins, why wouldn't you change it and make some stupid things happen? For the Broncos, you'd be stoked. Guardsy the notes, he's back on the wing. Selwyn's in the slammer.
Keep him there. He deserves to be locked up for his performance anyway.
You think he's partner might have said that, and he came home. And
Oh, I wouldn't blame her if he came home through the door and she said, "Get in."
Allegedly,
Absolutely.
Let's be clear. Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. It's all alleged. Okay. Piacura back in to second row. Hetherington to the bench. I don't know why they put Hetherington out wide. He's just a machine in the middle.
Because we've got no edge.
Surely there's got to be someone floating around in Queensland Cup. Somewhere. Surely there's
anyone that can play on an edge. Someone who's got a bit more pace than Kobe or Paddy.
I'm,
for one, as a Broncos fan, I'm glad that Gajewski is injured because I'd hate to see him on an edge.
Yeah, he wasn't much good either. But so what are we up to? The second game on Saturday, Storm versus Dragons. Could be another tough week, tough outing for the Dragons after they looked a little bit underdone against the Panthers last week. Watching how Luai and Cleary ran a mark, I'd be really keen to own Hughes and this man, Cameron Munster, back starting. Munster seems like the kind of guy, a bit like Luai, just a bit off the cuff, that disrupts the defensive system of the Dragons. If I had a heap of trades or a few trades, I'd probably speculate and bring in Munster at 5'8", which has been a bit of a...
You can almost go Galvin the Munster.
Yeah, so it's, especially after this week. I think he's got 140-odd break-even this week. So if he busts
next
out...
Next week, you might be able to make money.
You could make money from going Galvin to Munster, which I think is pretty good. Tyrone Wishart back to the bench. Poor old Wishy. He's been my favourite player, but I had to flick him because I knew this was coming. And if you're a far longer owner going to 18th man, you're not going to get his two off the bench, which I think will probably please you because he stops being an AE nightmare for those people trying to use the loop. For the Dragons, Sloan back to fullback only because whichever Fiene decided to have a kiss with Dane Laurie. And he's
Matt.
Matt Fiene. So Sloan gets a reprieve. Played New South Wales Cup last week, so it wasn't an injury-enforced dropping. It was just because he's no good. His defence is very substandard. His attack is fine, but his defence is very poor, and I don't believe up to NRL standard. I'd be very surprised if you don't see someone like Sloan head to England and probably win a Man of Steel.
He's another Bevan French.
Yeah, a bit like that, like just really classy, heaps of speed in attack, but in defence just doesn't handle the pace, I think, or the physicality. So
off to England, mate.
Yeah, I think he'd excel in England, so we'll see how that goes. Bit like a former Dragons fullback in, what was his name, Duff?
Dufty.
Matt Dufty. Yeah, very similar kind of player.
Come on.
See you, Duff.
So, all right, for the Sharks versus South, the final game on Saturday night. Kennedy back after his suspension for his roughing of a referee. Sure, you agreed with that one, Gardsy. I know you love to protect a referee at all costs. Ronaldo out. We touched on it briefly before. 3 to 4 weeks makes it a pretty interesting one whether you're going to hold or sell. If you're very low on trades, he's nearly a hold because he doesn't have a huge amount of value. I think just to tick over 500,000 now. Someone
if you've got a little bit in, you only need a little bit in the bank to get a couple of good guys, though.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later.
Yep.
Okay. We will. All right. So, knee injury, which I don't love. So, Stone Street, who had a game earlier, in for him. Hunt starts again. Hazelton out with a foot injury. I mean, as if your foot feet wouldn't hurt carrying that big body around. Like, it's a miracle he's lasted the now.
True.
I'm
just going to jump in with South. I'm very excited to see this young man make his NRL debut this weekend. Fletcher Myers on the wing for AJ. Newcastle boy. I work with his parents. So the jersey presentation is happening on Friday. So congratulations, Fletcher. I know there's been lots of people that have helped you along the way.
Was he at Manly?
Started with Manly last year, played the trials of Manly last year, came back to the Knights, and then made the moves to South a few weeks ago. So
not a bad place to be next year if he's got a contract under the super coach Wayne Bennett.
So I know Shooter, a listener to the podcast, spent a lot of time with Fletcher as his teacher. So, there's a lot of very, very proud people seeing Fletcher make his debut on the wing for AJ this week.
Let's hope he goes well.
Yes, I'm all about it.
Everything I saw in that trial game last year when he played for Manly, he's got a bit of pace. He knows where to be.
Yeah, he played centre.
He's
but may or may not have the goals too. There's a bit of
okay.
mail
Bit
this
of
week. He
mail.
might have the
They weren't
goals.
happy with the
Yes.
beach sprinting centre Damien Cook kicking goals.
Well,
So
hopefully Cheekham can find his way out there this week. He's gone back to the bench,
yes.
and Cookie can stay at nine,
Yes.
because it looks like, if that's they're only running the one
Memezoulas has
hooker.
been dropped to the extended, which is good. Harm Saleh could share some time in the middle, even though he's probably got the worst service going around.
So Dick back.
Sir Dick back. I know Guards is excited by that. One of his favourites out, one of his favourites in. So maybe he could just go straight Ronaldo to Sir Dick.
Oh, genius idea.
Okay,
It'd
perfect.
be a master stroke.
Okay, let's get back on here. South's Murray back after his 2 week suspension from
On an
his
edge.
involvement in the melee on an edge, leaving Kalomatangi at 13. Holy truth, what's going on here? Something's happened here. It's all good. We'll keep going. Talis Duncan to the bench. Interesting thing about Talis Duncan, he starts with a headgear on and then takes it
Yes.
off. Did you hear that on the telecast?
It gets too hot. His head gets too hot.
He wears the headgear because his mum always wanted him to wear headgear, and she made him start the game in a headgear, and he could take it off
Someone
after
else said that he
injury.
also said he gets too hot.
Yeah, stupid. Why bother? Tell your mum you're a grown man.
Fuck off, mum.
And
Not wearing them
hello
anymore.
to all the mum listeners out there.
There'd be
Yeah.
thousands of them, wouldn't there? All
I've
right,
just been
Sunday,
yelled at.
2 o'clock. I love this time slot for Nathan Cleary and the Penrith Panthers. They can show exactly what they're good at. If your name's not Nathan Cleary, I shouldn't think anyone should have the captaincy on anyone else. Isaiah Iomi in at fullback, a young guy who's getting his chance after Dane Laurie misses with concussion protocol. Apparently, he's fairly handy, fairly quick, but he'll be a different type of fullback to
Edwards
Edwards
and
and Laurie.
Laurie.
So Fisher Harris out with a groin injury. So Smith starts. Edwards is still out, so it's interesting if you've held him for a bit of a time. I think he's still got a couple of weeks left of what they said. I think they were talking 4 weeks. This is about his third week after that, or second week, I can't remember. For the Knights, Jackson Hastings dropped. You must be going so poorly if you're getting dropped for Phoenix Crosland, honestly.
There is talk, Super League, maybe where
Well, I heard
Hastings.
today that he'd already pretty much guaranteed Leeds Rhinos. But Leeds have come out and said that's rubbish.
Right, okay.
So whether they're just trying to throw off or not. But he's another guy that's tailor-made because he's so bloody slow. Got all the skill, but so slow and pretty slow between the ears because I don't think anyone likes playing football with him or hanging out with him. So,
Fletcher Sharp and a wing in this game too. So if you've
yeah,
got
and
Fletcher,
the other good
Dylan
one is
Lucas.
Dylan Lucas starting in centre, which is good if you're still a Guy Paul Pearce owner. He keeps the second row forward spot. Cogger on the bench. So you'd imagine Brayley plays pretty big minutes because I don't think Cogger can handle too many in the middle at nine. Unless Cogger comes on to push, just seems like a lot of things to move. If you have Cogger come on into the halves to push Crosland into the middle to spell a guy that can probably play 80 minutes anyway, like
I
it
don't know if
just.
you've heard the saying that I made up,
No.
shuffling deck chairs on the Titanic.
Yeah. I
Yeah,
feel like
it's
that's.
something that you might not have heard before.
No, I haven't heard it.
No,
Thanks, mate.
it's
Yeah, I
there.
like it.
Thanks.
Yeah, one of the best.
Thanks.
The last game of the round, the Bulldogs versus the Raiders. The Bulldogs, I know you blokes are Broncos fans, but they actually played pretty good.
Without crying.
Wasn't hard.
It wasn't that hard because surely once, I mean, I know
It was like
Parramatta.
under sixes. It was pass the ball to the winger and go around them.
Yeah, I'm faster than you. I'm going around. I thought.
Or jump up in the air and do that weird tap on thing that Kiraz did.
I thought Dean Mariner went off injured at the back end of the
He
game.
did. I got excited. I thought I wouldn't have to see him in a Broncos jersey again this year.
But he's been named, so that was
Somehow he's named.
I
He
know
just went off because he was
something,
shit.
yeah, something we didn't touch on back at the Broncos, but just came to my mind that I remember saying, "Oh, there goes your man up the tunnel," and you were
Was
excited.
devastated.
All right, for the Bulldogs, there was some chat that Crichton might be out for the rest of the season, but he's been named. Some sort of nerve issue. He goes into the centres, which pushes Carraz back to the wing. If you're a Carraz owner, that's got to be
Right.
music to your ears,
Yeah.
particularly after how he played. The Fox back as well after doing his hamstring about 10 rounds ago or something like that, pushing Wilson and Skelton. Big Skelton, he's pretty quick. I didn't realise he
For a
was
big
as
man.
fast as he is for the size of him. Surely there's got to be a position for him on the, like, I don't know, it just seems like a real big boy.
Well, he didn't do himself any favors when he could have just ran over Reece Walsh but stopped.
Yeah, well, that's, he did
Right.
look a bit, look like Tarzan, play like Jane kind of areas. For the Raiders, the same 17 for the Raiders. Unfortunately, expect another stinker where the Raiders bring you down to their level and beat you with experience. Fogarty will
That
kick,
is something you made up.
yeah, Fogarty will kick you to death. The fast blokes will run. Hudson will get turned back on the inside and score. Guardsy will cry. I can't see anything changing from that. Got a question for you when it comes up into trades around everyone's very high on Payne Haas or Adam Fanua Blake, but is there a world where you can be very high on Joey Tarponet? So ponder that one for a little while. Guardsy, that's the team list, by the way. We'll finish there. And Guardsy, I'm just excited to get you to get to your chin list after no doubt what was a harrowing weekend of moving and the Broncos.
Yeah, got all excited about watching a Broncos game just to not be excited.
So let's go with angry fans this week, and you better be an angry fan, Guardsy.
Gonna start with a bloke who I absolutely hate anyway. He's a typical Queensland wanker, probably kisses his sister and his cousins, probably at the same time. It's
I'm
probably
in the room.
yeah, but you're
I
not a
don't care.
Queenslander.
Shut
You're a
up.
Queenslander. You go
Stop
for
this nonsense. There we go.
you go for the
Anyway.
team, but you don't have to like Queenslanders. Well,
This bloke's
I like
definitely one because he's in North Queensland, so he's definitely kissing his sister and his cousin at the same
you definitely
time.
don't have to like North Queensland
No.
people.
And his name's Kyle Felt. He's
Oh.
one of the biggest flogs in the game. And he scored a try. The young kid came over. What was his name? Light Ison or something.
Yeah.
Liam Ison.
I thought it was a great effort. He almost got him. And Felt gets up and just yells in his face like a complete flog that we all know he is. Like, fuck off, Kyle. You're a shit winger. The bloke bombs that many tries. Fuck him. He's a wanker.
I
You
thought it
got to
was fairly
get out.
unnecessary behaviour from a senior player on a 19-year-old kid.
He just looks like a flog. He's that's never grown up. Fuck him. And he's shit tats. Next one. It's Selwyn and Dean Merritt. They've both made the list together. Four, I'm going to call it the worst defensive center wing combination to ever play the game.
Oh, I think Morgan
Ooh.
Harper and any winger that he there's been
Yeah.
a few at Parramatta, mate.
Oh, mate, did you
Where's
see
this
someone else?
device potentially coming from Eddie Garcia or?
Dean Mariner could not tackle anything. The bloke was an absolute myth.
The Papua New Guinean snail and whoever played inside him was pretty poor.
Jonathan Rubin would have done better than fucking Dean Meredith. Fuck him. And Selwyn, well, Selwyn's got what he's deserved by now, allegedly. Allegedly. Drop that in. So fuck you, Selwyn, too. How about that? And then I've only got one more, boys, but it's, I tell you what. I'm really glad when we went to Leichhardt, I gave him a spray with plenty of what do you means.
Can we get a
Of
kill?
course. What did I say, Leichhardt?
He said that 2 weeks in a row. I was like, are you going to like her without us?
Yeah, mate. Yeah. I just like Leichhardt, mate. Great ground. Anyway, Grant fucking Atkins, the cheating Penrith dog, he can go fuck himself. I'm off him. I've been giving him plenty of compliments this year, but then he goes and just ruins it. So Grant can get fucked for what he did, for tripping Ezra on purpose. We all saw it. He stuck his leg out and tripped him.
Kennedy got a
Yeah.
week for that.
I'm surprised Ezra hasn't been suspended, to be honest.
For getting
Contact.
pushed from behind.
Yeah, he made contact, but I was very fired up during the game. I did say that I was going to use the C word. I'm not going to.
Thank you.
Calmed down a lot, but he is a soft vagina. He's the biggest soft vagina in the world, dear. I want to do very bad things to Grant Atkins because I hate him, even though he can find a fucking video ref very well. I'll give him that, but he can get
I
fucked.
believe you said that you were going to trip him over.
Oh. If I ever see Grant Atkins, I can tell you right now, I'm going to trip him and say, "That's for Ezra or Ezra, baby."
Just
And
as bad.
then I'm going to stand in front of him and blow my whistle and award a try. He can get fucked. And the fact that he then went to the video ref and said, "Oh mate, I may have tripped him." No, you fucking definitely tripped him.
But he's then said, I don't think he would have got there. He
Yeah,
was right there.
mate, Ezra almost ran past him. And Grant's, what is Grant even doing there? Like, I don't understand why he's in that spot. Like, get the fuck out of the way, you absolute wanker. I'm sick of these refs. They can all fuck off. How many of them are just standing in the way doing fuck all. They're like that kid that's on the field but does fuck all, but get in the way. Get out of the fucking way.
Do you mean wingers?
Yes. And then my greatest part was Reece Walsh when he said to him, well, if you played, you would fucking, how good was that? Did you
Yeah,
say
that was.
when Reece goes, mate, I'm just coming in to respect my mates. He goes, well, don't. He goes, well, if you played, you'd know. Fucking get into it, Reece. You should have fucking chimmed him as well. Get fucked, Grant Atkins. Soft vagina dog.
I reckon that's probably the biggest spray of the year, that last one. I think it sounds like you're a bit worked up over it.
We were shit, but I tell you what, you can't just trip people. Fuck off, Grant.
Right, thanks, Garthy. Three, only three nominations on the
No,
Angry Fans
I'm
list.
gonna hear that live
I didn't
today.
watch a lot of footy, to be honest.
But what you watched, you really took it in, so. All right.
Want to add Liam Knight to your list,
Okay,
Garthy.
go on, quick.
He was at, does everyone see that video of well, I mean, I'm asking the listeners and they can't really tell us whether they've seen it or not, but slide into our DMs and let us know. They showed it on the Brian Fletcher show on Sunday. When they've seen Liam Knight in the sheds with doing the Broncos dance after they score the try, you
The
know,
Broncos dance is stolen from, that's
the
stolen from UK darts anyway.
but it's all right, it's our dance. And Liam Knight's doing it just because he's hooking up with Danica Mason.
No, he
He's
can't play football, so
probably
fucking
just doing that because he's hooking up with Danica Mason. He's probably just telling them all, hey boys, did you see my Instagram? I'm with Danica.
Yeah.
And then
Let's put
everyone's up
Danica,
doing the dance.
let's put Danica on the list too, just for dating the flog.
Yeah.
She
Well, she went
deserves
from one
it
flog to another, allegedly.
allegedly. She
Okay.
must be a
Liam
flog.
Knight, you're a flog. All right. Questions. Mark's got one. Mark, who normally sits here on the panel, said if I can't be there to ask the questions, I'm gonna, he said,
Use the pod.
I'm gonna use the pod. Maybe Dom will send in a question the same.
Okay.
Dom did ask me what time do you record? How long have I got? So he's got his questions in too, which is
Oh,
really good.
fuck's sake.
Did you listen last week, Gardsy? Because Dom asked good questions last week.
I didn't.
Oh, Jesus.
I didn't. They were good questions.
Yeah, Dom asked great questions last week. They're good this week too. Mark says, is May a hold? You would be amazed at how many Barell May questions there are this week. I've only chosen a couple. Is May a hold? Was planning on moving to Haas, but does Haas keep playing big minutes? I think the chat of Haas not playing big minutes because the Broncos might struggle to make it, that seems odd to me. Wouldn't they just keep playing the same way they're playing?
Worst case scenario, he might lose five minutes.
But you know what he might do? He might offload more
Yeah.
when it's not the
Well,
pressure.
he put a grubber in. The bloke's gonna do anything.
Yeah.
Oh, that foot in
So
crap.
I
He
don't think
didn't know
I'm
what foot
worried.
to kick with the either.
I think he knows which foot he kicks
He was
with.
panicking.
But I don't see
There
the.
was Pele panic everywhere there.
Do you see the minutes for Haas evaporating as quickly as
As I
everyone's
said,
worried about?
maybe 5 minutes,
I
but
think it probably is good that if the Broncos are struggling, they probably don't rest him because they say you've got all off season to have a rest.
oh yeah, what? Yeah,
Like
what are you
people
paying you
going,
to
oh, but
rest?
the risk of injury to him. Well, there's a risk of injury going to training.
But
Like,
to be fair, Payne Haas is very rarely injured.
yeah, I don't buy into that. May to Haas this week is a super trade. It's costing you about 30 grand. I think it's a
50.
no-brainer.
No, yeah, 50.
50 grand. If you don't have 50 grand in the bank, you're struggling.
Well,
I think it's,
depends if you own Ronaldo too, though.
yeah, but I just think, yeah, I suppose it does. If you're down under three trades or something like that, and you've got a bloke playing in May,
Don't
I don't think you'd probably
know.
do it. But if you
And
can.
my thing with May as well, I was thinking about it today. If the Roosters rest players, it won't be Terrell May.
And Tyrrell May does go in, he gets 27, 30, 32, and then he goes up and plays 60 minutes two
And
weeks
score.
later
Yeah.
and scores in the two.
I just think it wasn't a game for him last week either. He just didn't, yeah, didn't get the minutes.
I think if you've got the trades, it's probably one that's going to end up across the next, how many weeks is there? 5 or 6 weeks. It's probably going to make you 100 points.
Oh,
Maybe maybe 150 points
if you've
difference.
got more than five trades, I'd be trading May for either Haas or Tarponet.
Yeah, I don't like the. I know AFB's been doing really well, but I don't love him coming in because he has that buy in that last round.
Tarponet doesn't have another boy.
No, that's exactly right. So I think if you look at AFB versus Tarponet, I think They're going to put out somewhat similar, unless AFB scores 5 tries in 5 games, which he could do, but I doubt it.
But
But I think
Tarpanay's going to get you lad
70.
lowest at 55.
Yeah. So I think plus the extra game in that all important last game where it's bloody hard to field a team,
Restville.
you know, I think it's not a bad call to have someone like that. So I don't. Oh, if you, I think Mark's got a few trades, so I'd probably say Mader Haas or Mader Tarponet is a good move, but it's not. I wouldn't be worried about Haas's minutes. I'm not worried about Haas. I'm not buying into that. So, all right, with guard, and this is his second question. With Guardsy's man Ronaldo being out for 4 weeks, who is the must-have centre wing for the run home? Who do you think he's? Who are you looking at?
Jesse Ramian.
You've got to be kidding.
Is Ramy and Noodles time?
It is
Oh,
not.
have a look at
Ramey
his
gets no
stats.
ball. The
Have a
right
look at
side.
his stats.
Yeah, but the right side is not getting ball in the last couple of weeks.
If you look at his
Look at
stats, you'll
Nicara. Nicara scored 40 last week or something. Like they're just not
pleasantly
playing the same sort
surprised.
of ball as
But anyway,
Iro, who scored a try the
that's
last
not
couple
who
of
I'm
weeks.
going, but
Good. Give me someone who you're going to go.
Val Holmes.
Yeah, I think Val's looking pretty primed. The other, like the obvious ones are Manu, if you
Yeah,
don't.
Manu and Val are the main two,
The
from
other
what
guy that could come, who's a real pot at the moment, is Lomax. I think he could come up with
a little bit more
a
expensive though.
bit more expensive, but
Not this week. The
no,
other
no.
one I saw
Now
was
Melbourne this week.
yeah.
someone who's actually low, and he kicks goals is Nick Meaney. If you don't have much money, he's like five something.
Could go on a run too.
I just did it based off price wise. He's the only one in that 500s that you would probably want. So, yeah.
Is he a chance of getting dropped though, with Remus Smith on the bench and all that sort of stuff, or
Nick
is he?
Meaney. I think so. I wouldn't have
Well,
thought
Nick
so.
Meaney's been defending very poorly this year.
Have you watched Remus Smith defend
Yeah, I
ever?
know, but yeah, so
That, otherwise, you could risk a Penrith player, go like a McLean or a Taruva.
even a Brian Toto maybe. He's
He's
very
pretty
expensive,
expensive.
800 plus.
Yeah.
But if money's not an option, I think there's a few
Not
in
an issue.
not an issue. Karaz is high up there.
Raz, Lomax, Toto, Val. Because Val's very low for
The
him.
other problem with Val is he's got to buy as well. I think
Yeah,
you.
but surely you've got enough centre wings to cover one.
Yeah, I know, but
Who's more likely to score 100? Val, probably.
I reckon Kiraz.
Yeah, but Val kicks goals, I mean, like.
I know.
Scores tries, kicks goals.
For
So,
his price,
is that still the
Val's
formula
very
for a
good.
Supercoach player? The
Correct.
other thing to look at, I suppose, is someone like Greg Marzu, who with Ponga back and their draw opening up a little bit, he could be a bit of a flyer. I don't think he's hugely owned. I think he's pretty reasonably priced. I think, I don't know.
Tough this week, and then it opens up,
Tough this
doesn't
week and then it opens
it?
up. But you don't have to sell Ronaldo this week either. Like you can hold him, like you said, you should have some depth in your centres. You might have Garrick on the bye. You might have, I don't know, enough. You should still have four playing like centres you can play this week, and hold Ronaldo and just wait a week. I've noticed in my team, Well Cooked Angus, I've been very impatient this year, and in the Wags team, they've been really patient and not acted, not just sold, and not just and I've. Like
I
that
did have
team's
one more actually.
yeah.
Would wait a couple of weeks for Dane Gagai. That was my other one.
Okay.
That's a bit of a pod.
Yeah, real a super pod. So I mean if you're looking to free up cash and get a piece of the Penrith pie, is Jesse
Yeah.
McLean, how do you say it? Like is he another guy that
Well, he looks pretty good on the weekend. He scored a try and only got 50 odd, but
he went to the wing and then the ball
yeah.
didn't really go out there,
He
so
he's usually he looks like he's got a pretty decent base, so and Penrith
yeah.
are going to score some points, I think, down the middle.
And Penrith centres and wingers do a shitload of work out of the backfield.
And
So,
then you've got money in the bank for a
yeah.
bit later, you can if you need to.
So I assume Ronaldo was probably the guy that was maybe your fifth centre wing that you played on matchups anyway. So if that's what you're replacing like for like, you could probably do that pretty comfortably with someone like McLean and bank the cash.
Yeah.
So. Oh, Dan's pulled up one bit of.
Super pod.
Well, it's a bit of from a segment from last year, wasn't it?
Chasing last week's points.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. I already know who it is.
He's not Dick.
He's Connor.
Connor here.
Yes.
Connor Tracy, yeah.
Yeah, I've just looked at season stats. They're not that great.
They're not that great. They've got a pretty good run home.
They do have a good run home.
But the Bulldogs have struggled to attack this year. One hot day doesn't make summer. So they're building their game around defence. So I don't know. He'd be a real flyer, but not someone that I'd be willing. What's he worth?
615.
See, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of
break even of one this week.
Yeah. Sounds like too much for me. So, yeah, we might go there. Mark, hope we've answered your questions. Hope you listen to the pod, not like the other bums who don't when they're not on it. So, all right, next question, Jono. Is Maida Tapine a better trade? No buy and should play good minutes. So I think we kind of answered that in that first question of Mark's.
Yeah.
I actually like the Maida Tapine. Tapine's only fairly low ownership.
I'm very low on trades, but I'm so tempted, but I'm not going to, but I'm so tempted.
Jeez, I reckon by the end of the weekend you will have.
Oh, I'm so tempted to go Terrell May to Tapine, but
I think Tapine looked pretty handy the other night. Who'd they play? Souths?
Yeah.
I know it wasn't against a super strong back, but
having a front rower you can just set and forget for the rest of the year. Don't have to worry about a buy.
I've got a bit of a strategy. I've thought about a bit of a strategy for next year. And I think we always pay up in certain areas and we don't really pay up in front row. And we end up with shit little middlings and you end up with your Asami, Pele Panic and like Sam Hughes to a degree this year. I'm just wondering if it's not worth just setting like a Corey Jensen. Like,
see, I paid up for Payne Haas earlier to start the season this year and then had to trade him.
Hey, I've sat on Ruben Cotter all year and I only paid like five. What was he to start the year? Low fives.
But I reckon we can find those blokes that are about that 500,000, buy three of them, and a bloke that's never going to play.
Oh, yeah, I tell you, if you sat on Corey Jensen all year, you'd be
laughing.
Very happy. Yeah.
You'd be really happy. And you'd probably have the option then to, when he gets busts out a couple of decent scores, to go to someone who's fallen. And, you know, you might make one or two trades in front row, but I feel like it's not a high upside position, but I feel like I've lost a lot of points in front row this year. Like if I reflect back, I feel like it's probably 30, 40 points a year, a week,
yeah,
which across 20 odd games is pretty significant. So
7 million points.
Yeah, shitloads of points. So something to do. AJ to Kiraz or sit on the trade? Three left is Jono's second question. So he's talking about Maida Tapine, so that's put him down to two, and then he wants to do AJ to Kiraz, which will put him down to one.
I think if you've got to do one of them, you've got to trade AJ.
Yeah, he's not coming back this year. Mays at
AJ
least
to Kiraz. More upside as well. AJ Kiraz will get you what Tapine gets you most weeks.
Yeah.
But Kiraz can then score 100. So
I'd be going to Kiraz. AJ to Kiraz over Maida Tapine.
Yeah.
Every day of the week. I'd be saving two trades. I wouldn't be making two trades this week to leave myself with one. Well, maybe you would. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay. All right. Sam says, bought Barnett a few weeks ago, thinking of cashing him in for Haas, Tapine, or Carrigan. 850K, which is what Barnett is, will make money from the trade. What do you think of that, Barnett? Barnett up to 850. You took a bit of a flyer. You probably got 170 on the weekend, I think, or 60 on the weekend.
You make, what, 100 and say 130K if you go to Payne?
What's Payne? Six.
680.
680. So, yeah, you make
135.
No, more. Yeah, more. 850 to 6.
Oh, 850. I thought you said 815.
No, 850.
So 170K you make.
Which is pretty handy.
If you've got more than five trades, sure.
Yeah.
If it gets you down to, say, four trades after doing that and another trade, then sure.
I'd probably do that because I think
yeah,
Barnett's not playing the last week. I mean, we harp on about it. It's going to be bloody hard in round 27. I think round 26 is going to be pretty tough as well.
And if trading Barnett to Haas, that means you can trade up someone else in a position. And
like a centre wing or a second runner.
You end up with two guns for basically one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's worth it.
Yeah, I agree. What do you think, Dan?
Yeah, I'm just looking at the Warriors run home. The Parramatta, the Dolphins, Manly, the Bulldogs, and the Sharks, and they obviously don't play around.
So Bulldogs is a tough matchup because they're a pretty good defensive team.
Manly at 4 points.
Manly at 4 points should be pretty tough for them as well. And then the bye. So three out of six is tough. It'd be a hard one to sell him against Parramatta this week.
Yeah.
I'd probably hold this week if it was me.
You could hold this week and have a look. He's not going to lose. What's his break even, do you know? Barnett.
I'll find out.
Find out. We'll go down to Dom's questions now. They're very short and sweet.
124.
So break even of 124. If he scores an 80, he's only going to lose 20 grand. He's still getting good money out of Haas, him to Haas or him to Tarponet or him to whoever. So I think it could be a wait a week. What do you think of that?
Nah, do it this week.
Do it this week, okay.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Dom's question. Hold Asako. That's it.
Surely Asako is the least of your problems.
If you don't own Mulatalo and you don't own AJ, you probably don't have too many other problems in.
Might have a look at his team and see what problems he actually does have.
Sorry,
mate. If you want, I wouldn't. Osako's.
They've got a pretty tough draw, but I don't think he's not someone that I'm.
Osako's not giving you 20s or 30s. He's giving you 40s.
He's not someone that I've got on my chopping block. So, what do you think? Hold Osako.
Dolphins might start throwing the footy around too now that they're dropping. So,
well, let's hope he can score a try for a change.
Would be nice.
If he scores a try, he'll get 80.
Exactly.
Like, I think he's.
Yeah, in terms of.
And they've still got to play the Broncos.
Yes. Yeah. I think hold. I think he's the least of your worries. I think there's other spots to put out fires. And his last question is Haas a near must for front row stability?
I wouldn't say he's a near must.
I wouldn't say he's a near must have. He'd be very nice to own.
Yeah, but we've just spoken about other guys that can do a very similar job too. So
I was going to say, I think it's Haas, Tarponet, AFB. AFB for everyone is the top of the tree, but for me, he's probably behind those two blokes just from when his buy falls.
Yeah.
I'd probably rather own Tarponet and Haas if I'm looking at something like that, but.
Yeah, just looking at the top front row forwards.
Yeah, AFB is the top front rower. And then I'm not sure. So we might head straight into trade talk. Guardsy, I know you're probably not going to make a heap of trades this week, but if you had money, let's just play for fun. Where would you be looking to make a trade this week if you had 10 trades? Let's give ourselves the luxury of 10 trades. You can make two. What would you be looking at?
I've had a look. The guys that I would be getting this week that I don't own, if I had trades, I'd either be bringing in Payne Haas or Tarponet.
Yep.
I'd be bringing in Cam Munster.
Yeah, I really like Munster.
Galvin, probably. And I was looking at it. I'd like to own a Penrith back. So a Toto or someone like that would be nice.
Not Casey McLean.
And of course, Angus Crichton would be nice too, but I'm not that fussed on Angus.
Especially yeah, Angus is the real flavour, but he showed last week that he can get a 40-odd.
Especially with the bye coming up, may get a rest at the end of the year.
I also think he might be coming back down a little bit. Like you got to peak at some point, and I reckon he peaked in the Origin. His games around Origin were phenomenal. But I think you've got to plateau a little bit, don't you? You can't stay up forever. And I think with the finals campaign to come, he's got to taper at some point and not be the guy that's just pumping out hundreds every week and swatting players off like flies. Like if they get out to a lead like they kind of did against Manly, it looked like they all went into their shell a little bit and went into preservation mode more than anything. It didn't look like they were being ruthless. My fear is they've got a few games against some pretty weak opposition that they can just, i.e. the Eels, that they can just beat up on. And it doesn't look like Robbo's that keen for whether he's scared of what Angus might do to him in the sheds or for whatever reason. It doesn't look like he's that keen to give him a spell. Like they've got.
I think he might get a rest game at the end of the year, though.
Yeah, I reckon he's probably likely not to play a game than.
Yeah, have because a rest they've got a ton of back rowers that can play a week. If
we only have to look like Nat Butcher, Satili,
Egan's
gone. But like that, I don't know. It just seems a weird one.
Wong.
Yeah, Wong.
So I think Angus will miss. Because of the bye, he's going to miss two of the last few rounds. So
yeah,
that's a lot of points.
I think you'll play. The only bonus is I think they play Souths in the last round, and I reckon they name a full strength side for that to try and just belt the Bunnies and drive it home.
In the book of feuds, they'll open it up.
That
Yeah,
seems like
but
something.
they're the guys I would be looking at. But I am making one trade.
Oh, yeah, what is it?
I'm trading Ronaldo
Yes.
for Val Holmes.
Okay. You can
Sensible.
do that in one. You can do that in one trade.
I can.
So that's what you wouldn't do it if it was you had to do a in between.
No, I'm only doing it because Ronaldo's out 3 to 4 weeks and Val's pretty decent price. I know he misses a week, but it's probably worth it because I've also got Will Price sitting in my center wing who I
Did
don't really
it
want to.
extended this week? Extended
Yeah,
this week.
I don't really want to have two guys not playing in the center wing. So
Yeah. No,
the
fair.
merry-go-round at the halves and the nights continue.
Yeah, so Dan, what are you up to this week?
No trades this week.
If you could trade, what would you do?
Yeah, I like the Munster trade for sure.
I think there's huge
I already
upside.
have Hughes, so I think probably that would maybe balk me away from the Munster trade. But
If you had Sam Walker instead.
yeah, I'd be all over it. Yeah, I like that trade. If you don't have Hughes, I'd be all over it.
Who did you trade guards? You had a Fuse and Walker.
Walker.
Yeah,
Because
okay.
Hughes doesn't have a bye. Walker does. That
Yeah.
was my thinking.
That was you. I remember that now. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I haven't really thought about trades this week. Sorry, listeners, but
What's your front row look like? Is there a move you'd like to make in your front row?
yeah, I would, but I'm low on trades,
Yeah.
so I'll be playing Terrell May this week, and
Hoping that someone gets knocked out early.
well, hopefully not him,
Well, he's not starting, so
but it's, yeah.
you'd like a Spencer Lenny off the kickoff to come forward and
Yeah, or
or
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Lindsay having
I
some
don't think you can
issues.
knock Lindsay out.
Well, get him sent off or something.
Yeah, maybe he's got like an avocado issue.
Yeah.
The old avocado seed issue, and Terrell has to play more minutes. I don't know. But yeah, so Terrell and AFB are in the front row for me. So,
Nice.
but yeah, I'm not making any more trades in the front row this year.
Yeah. So I'm not making any trades either because you know my theory at this time of
This
year.
is the first week I haven't made a trade.
Make what do I say? Don't.
I can see you're so happy
I
about
can't remember what
that.
do I say? Trade when you have to, not when you want to.
Yeah, I've been listening to that for the last, well, I've
Yeah.
been hearing that for the last few weeks, but haven't been listening.
Yeah. So I don't have to trade this week. I want to trade
Oh,
Terrell May this week, and
I
I'd
want
love
to
to
as
bring in
well.
a Payne Haas, but I just don't think it's worth it for me. I've got AFB. I've got Samuel Afainu, who I'm happy to probably play this week over Terrell May. I think just because he gets minutes. I think who do the Tigers play? Someone half decent. Everyone's half decent compared to them.
I'm about to
They
have
play
the.
the Cowboys, and the Cowboys are struggling with their middles a little bit. Bit of a change of personnel. No Cotter, who's just a tackle machine. So I think there might be an opportunity for Samuel Afainu off a little appy crash ball or something like that, or off a Galvin short pass.
I was actually thinking that there was a good chance for Terrell May against the Dolphins middle, to be honest.
Yeah,
That
I
was
do, but
my
I just worry about his minutes.
Yeah, he only needs to score a try and we're laughing.
Yeah, so I'm probably going to take the punt. You're all welcome. I'm not going to play May this week, so jump
He's
on.
going to score 100.
Vice
Everyone's fine.
captain.
I've got no choice.
I still
Name.
could flip on that and play
Okay.
him.
I either have to play Terrell May or Sam Hughes, so I'll be risking Terrell May over Sam.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of down a similar track, but so if I
I'm
was,
in Guardsy level trade kind of fun at the moment.
yeah, if I was going to
It's
make,
so much more fun at the
oh,
end of the year.
told you.
I'm now totally on board with why you've been having so much
This is the
fun.
lowest I've ever been on trades, and I've got five left.
Oh, that must be nice.
Must be very nice.
I'm in such a quandary and a panic. I normally come out of Origin with like 10 to 12 trades. Last year I had 12 and I could trade 2 a week. Didn't help me too
I'm
much,
too
but
afraid to tell the listeners how many I have left, Guardsy. I'll tell you off air.
I'll tell them. After this week, we're trading in Val, I'll have two left.
Oh.
Also, must be nice. But I am still very, very upset about listening to Davo and trading Hudson Young for Olakau'atu, so cheers.
Hey, come on the surface,
Hindsight. Hindsight.
on the
Dumb as a bitch.
surface, that looked a good move.
Imagine how happy would I be having three trades in Hudson Young?
Oh, but you wouldn't have Ola sitting on your bench doing nothing.
Yeah. Wearing his suit.
That's almost about as much fun as I'm having.
That sounds like heaps of fun. Righto, boys. We'll move from trades to wags. You still keeping up with the wags, or you've let it slip?
Yeah, I've let it slip. Sorry, listener. I've let it
Are we on
slip.
the listener app?
Well, we can be. But yeah, no, I've let it slip. And well, no, to be fair, it's not my team. It's Emma's team. She's let it slip. Yes, she's in all sorts, but has heaps of trade. So
Maybe
potentially,
that's where you can have your trade fun.
yeah, maybe we might. Yeah, I don't know.
Get into it. Trade.
I will. I'll
Keep
trade
us
with you.
posted.
I will.
Guardsy Rose, how's she going?
Oh, she's cooked. She's got about 1,000 injuries. She owns AJ. She owns Bess. She owns Ronaldo. She's cooked.
All your favorites.
She's sitting like 45,000. She's
Wow.
also she also still has Wishart, so she's cooked.
She's in a bit of Barney rubble this week.
But she does own Sharp, so that's exciting. She can play Sharp.
Very good. Silver linings. Silver linings. Well, felt by a gag-eye is certainly the team to be on in this household. Scored 14-41 last week into 14-84 overall. So up another 140 spots. So very, very highly up there. How many trades do you reckon that team's got? Remembering that team's been
Thousand,
very patient.
a thousand. Hey, Oregon, eight.
So after this week, making two trades, still with seven.
Oh,
So had nine going into this
nice
week.
being honest.
Going hard this week, though, boys. Trading out Tyrrell May and oh, I don't even know who else she's decided to trade out. And bringing in both the boys we talked about in Tarpany and Haas to strengthen that front row forward position. Because let me tell you, the rest of her team
I had a little look. I'll tell you,
is a fair. Oh.
looks even better on this massive tablet. That thing is as big as a TV.
So I'll read through
Jeez.
her team that she's managed to get to. Team value of, just let me get to the team value first, 15,570,000. Shit, you're not.
That's Rooster's salary cap kind of
This is
area.
like Sombrero. She should
Yeah.
just be called felt by a Sombrero, not felt by a gag
New
eye.
team name for next year.
So hookers, Appy and Connor Watson, very strong. Front row, Payne Haas, Josh Curran, Tarpanay and Hughes. Second row, Kalama Tangi Katoa, Fifita Olakau'atu, Dylan Walker, and Miles Martin. With 212,000 in the bank, the opportunity after the buy round to bring Crichton in, if that's something that I think she wants to do.
I think she wants to
Nathan
do.
Cleary at halfback with the Luke Brooks. Luke
I
Brooks.
love Brooksy. I'm still running Brooksy as
You know,
well.
for the first 12 rounds, Mary had Luke Brooks and Drew Hutchison as her number sevens.
How
No
good?
word of a lie. Did not own Nicho or Cleary for the first 12 weeks. Unbelievable, isn't it? It just shows that there's many ways to get around
Brooksy.
to get to your
Does
desired
Mary get as
result.
excited as I do when Brooksy does something good?
Oh, she doesn't even know.
Oh,
Lachlan Galvin and Dealbags as the 5-8s, and then a centre wing of Dom Young, Joey Manu, Jacob Carraz, Cale Iro, Ruben Garrick, Greg Marju, and Ben Trbojevic, and fullbacks of Josh Tedesco, James Tedesco, and Tom Trbojevic, with
what a team.
212 in the bank,
Where's she coming?
1400. So
She's on my heels. I'm
that's she's
nervous.
flying. That's flying. Seven
That is
trades,
flying. How
seven
are you?
trades to go, 212 in the bank. Trade when she wants to,
Ooh.
or trade when she, whenever she
When,
wants.
yeah,
Yeah.
when she can.
So I expect good things out of that team moving forward. It's a bloody strong.
She have any boosts left?
No boosts.
Mm.
She boosted early. She went five
Fair.
boosts in a row.
Yeah, me
So
too.
there's another good tactic. Set a team up, got heaps of cash incoming, and got to a pretty good team pretty early. I think you did a similar thing, didn't you, Guardsy?
Yeah,
Went
mate.
pretty hard,
No use holding boosts.
generated some cash.
Yeah.
And got to some pretty good players early and got a bit of luck. Captains and vice captains, boys, what are we looking at this week? In the old captaincy and vice captaincy, I think Mary's Wags team's just going to go very vanilla and go Tedesco into Cleary. And I think
Interesting.
I think my
Interesting.
team may do something very, very similar.
I'm looking at, I'm going to VC Val Holmes playing the Tigers.
Actually, that's a bloody good option.
And I'm going to captain Cleary.
You mind if I join you on that?
Yeah,
You
go
do
ahead.
mind?
I don't mind.
Cool.
I just think this week as well,
We've just become best friends.
Val against the Tigers could go really big. And looking at what I've got playing this week, it could be a decent week where a loop might actually work. So who
Who
knows?
does Cleary plays the Knights at 2 o'clock
Right. Yeah.
at Bluebet, don't they? Like
Yeah.
the Knights at NRL 2 o'clock
Oh,
on Sunday.
Val's gonna have to score 150.
Twice. So he's gonna have to be 300 before I'd
But
loop.
Val is playing the Tigers, so Val could score three, kick 12.
Do you remember the last time they played at Leichhardt, the Cowboys and the Tigers? What the score was?
No.
I'm
No, like
tempted to VC
60.
Appy. 66-6 or
Yeah.
something to the
I'm
Tigers. I'm
well.
tempted to VC Appy. Mate, if we're going on recent form, we should be VC Galvin.
Nah, let's not be silly.
I think that's Cleary's a clear captain.
Yeah, but I'm thinking Val. A bit different,
I think you
hopefully.
can go a bit different and probably look for a really high upside player. I think this week's not another time to really get cute with it either, is it? I think Cleary just goes
You
real.
gotta have Cleary as your captain,
I
I think.
think.
I think
I
it's gonna
think.
be another week of 70% odd captaining Cleary.
I reckon if you're in the top 10%, he was 90% owned or 92% owned. What are the other 8% doing? They must be out of trades.
And he was like 70% captain last week.
Yeah. So I know that quite a heap of people took the VC loop. I saw quite a few people loop Tedesco and then regret it. So,
I looped Nathan Cleary and got AJ's four.
which makes it not
I was going to play
desirable.
AJ anyway, so I just didn't expect him to score four and didn't expect Damien Cook to be back out in the centers again. Seriously, if that bloke doesn't have dual position next year at the Dragons, I'll be filthy.
The other guy I think you could look at is Jaden Campbell against the Broncos.
The Broncos are conceding a lot of points.
Yeah.
A lot of points. And he's the kind of guy that. What about Fifita out wide? Could run amok. Whose side's he on?
Jordan Ricky.
Left side Fifita plays our right. So Jordan Ricky, no, they're up against Katoni.
Yeah, nah. Not ideal.
Oh, but then again, if they just run around them like
Yeah.
Corey Oates there, Corey Oates is just going to jam in. Campbell could set up.
Is that down Cam Pereira's side?
Nah, Cam Pereira's against Jesse Arthurs.
Yeah, that's the other side.
So
Yes.
JoJo. JoJo.
JoJo against Corey Oates.
Oh.
No. Jesse Arthurs has been playing right side, actually, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been playing on
Yeah.
the.
Jesse's on the right with
Yeah,
Katoni.
true.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're up against Katoni and Arthurs. So AKP could score well against Corey Oates. There's another one.
All right, boys. Mark's not here.
Yes.
Dan,
This is.
we have entrusted you off the bench.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, I think Kev has entrusted you off the bench.
Nice, Kev.
We're going away from Mark's magic multi
Let's
to Dan's delicious multi.
cook something up here.
We're cooking something up.
AFB into James Tedesco into. I'm just getting the price for you now, listeners.
Yeah.
Kev,
Everyone
of course.
else is usually chewed out by now, I imagine.
All right, you know what? I'm going to go again. I'm going to go, for some value this week. Liam Martin. And there's three try scorers there.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And here we go. Adam Fanua-Blake, James Tedesco, Liam Martin for a price of 15.98 or
So if
with a
that,
boost.
I think if
1846.
that gets up, Mark will, the multi will be back to about square. And if any of those legs gets up besides Teddy, probably going to make your stake back. So Dan, it's good to see someone with a bit of ticker, a few balls, make a bit of a move. Not try and kick three wingers that never come through anyway. Bit of the meatloaf, 2 out of 3.
Yep.
So it's good to see.
You know, I love a try scoring forward.
Yeah, it's good to see. And I'm sure if Hazelton didn't go down with a foot injury, he'd have been
He
in.
would have been
He'd have
straight
been
in.
straight in. So,
Yep.
yeah, it's a good call.
Gamble responsibly.
Always gamble responsibly. Only have 20, 30, 50 bucks
What are
on
you
it.
gambling with? Your kids' school fees or
Do
something? I don't
you
know.
think,
What are you
you
really
know how I
gambling
always
with?
say the Cowboys are sus to middles? With Stefano's announcement this week, is he a chance of getting a meat pie for the Tigers through the middle? Just saying, because he's
I like it. I like it.
not going to be there for the Tigers next year. He's declared that he's leaving. Melbourne are the front runners, apparently. So,
Canterbury, I heard today.
okay.
I reckon Appy Coruscant is going to score a try.
Yeah, that's what I reckon too.
There
That's
you
what I'm tempted to VC him, to be fair.
go. Plenty to think about. Dan, thanks for coming back off the bench.
Yeah, off the bench.
Your fitness is still there to play a full game. It's
I wouldn't have thought so.
I think you could probably get
You've got
another.
a visual of me. I wouldn't have thought so.
I think you can probably get another couple of weeks out
Maybe
in the
more
run
so.
home, particularly with your situation, how many trades you've got to
Oh,
make and
yeah.
how insightful you can be around that trade time of year. So Guardsy onwards and upwards into the top 500 this week, hopefully for you.
It'd be nice.
Yeah, so hopefully I can crack into the top 10,000. I know everyone's got
Yeah.
different goals, don't
Yeah.
they?
Yeah, join us in there.
Yeah, I'd love to
Come on.
join you. I'm the only one outside the top 10,000 out of the five,
The OG
the five
Shepherds.
the boy or the four boys and Mark. So Mark's inside the top 10,000 as well. Thanks for that.